Thank you for calling E&M Renovation.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Marcin. It's Tina again from Local Splash. Did I give you enough time?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm here. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, 4358.
Okay.
8039.
8039, okay.
0862.
0862, okay.
7711.
7711. Expiration?
1132.
1132, and the code?
142.
Now, for this card, did they make you register it? Sometimes with a prepaid card, they'll make you go online and register it.
That's the Visa card. I already got the receipt. I already paid for this one.
Okay, let me just try to process it then and see if I can get the green light. Yeah, it's saying invalid transaction. So can you look at the card? There might be a QR code or a website that you could go to. What they're going to want you to do is take that same card number that you just gave me, and then they're going to want you to register it with your address and your name just so that they know who's using it over the phone. That was just in case.
Oh, it's like a gift card.
Yes, it's a gift card, but we need a name and a billing address on this end to process it. I just tried to process it, and it said invalid because there's nothing showing for the name or the business address. So it's pretty simple. Is it a Green Dot card, or what kind of company issued that? I know it's a Visa, but
it's the silver one, gift card. Visa.
The silver gift card. And does it have like a customer support number on it somewhere? Maybe you could call
nope.
and just...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
What about a QR code that you could scan?
I got the QR code.
Oh, you
no,
do?
No, we don't have... No, we don't have the QR code for this card.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So... I'm looking online under Silver Visa gift card to see if I can find a customer support number for you so you can call them and just register it with your name and address, and then I'll be able to process it. So,
I never did like this one. I used the gift card so many times, and I never registered the card.
So we're in out-of-state transaction, right? We're in California, and you're in New Jersey. So I think they make you register it for your protection, because what if somebody stole it from you and they were trying to purchase something in California? They would say, okay, we want you to put your name and address on it so we know who's using the card online. So that's all it is. It's just for your protection. They want to make sure that, you know, they can kind of trace it back to, okay, Marcin used the card, and if you ever called and complained and said, hey, this was stolen and it wasn't me, they would have a record of it. They would say, actually, it does show that you registered it, so it was you. You know what I mean? So they're just doing it for your protection. It's not a bad thing, but it's an extra step that you have to do to use a Visa or a MasterCard gift card online, especially when it's out of state.
Visa gift card. No, we don't have nothing registration. I already checked right now.
So... I'm looking online for a number. How to activate a Visa gift card and start using right away. And then it says here, receiving the Visa gift card. These gift cards can be used for purchases almost anywhere, like a regular. This means the, if you're wondering how to activate the gift card, they're already activated. Okay, that's good. If, oh, so what's the website on the back of your gift card? It says on the back of the gift card there will be a website for the card's manufacturer. And that's the website that you can check.
The card. It's like a www.giftcardmail.com, my gift.
Oh, okay. Giftcardmail.com/my gift. Okay. And then here. Okay. So how do I register a prepaid gift balance Visa? I think I found it for you. I'm just looking. Thank you for your patience, too. I'm just trying to check it out here. So it says Visa. Boy, they don't make it easy to find out where to register it, do they? I'm looking at it, too, on here. It's Giftcardmail/my gift. Okay, so can you take this phone number down? It gives me a website and a phone number. So you can call this phone number and they'll have you put your billing address and your name on it. And then once that's done, I can process it. So it's 888-853-9536.
One second. 888.
Mm-hmm. 853. 9536.
Yes. 9536. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then let me just see here. Okay, yeah, call that number and then I'll call you back in like maybe a half an hour. You think that'll give you enough time?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to text you a web address, too, that's next to that phone number. So just in case you can't get through, they say that you can go and activate it on this website, too. So I'll send it to you on your text message. And either way, I think you'll have no problem doing it, but I'll touch base with you in a half an hour or so. So
okay.
Okay, just texted you that. Okay, I'll talk to you soon then. Bye-bye.